Hello, everyone. This is Will.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Clear your throat, bitch.
You want to do that again?
No.
Okay.
Fuck them.
Cool. First off, I just want to say thank you, 1976.
Thank you.
Thank you. You've made us believers. Like, seriously, we're being spoiled this year.
We are.
We've had so many good films for this podcast.
It's gold.
It's kind of insane.
It's finally happened.
I don't think we deserve it, really.
And guess what? It happened again.
Yeah, it happened again. We got another fucking good one.
We got another winner.
Like, holy shit.
Another winner has emerged.
I cannot believe it. Like, this was a fucking ride, to say the least. This was awesome.
A ride?
Yeah. See what I did there? See what I fucking did there?
Got him. This was a ride.
Oh, man. This was really good. I loved the stunts in this.
This was a ton of fun.
My God, was it a fucking...
You know that word? Fun?
Yeah.
You remember fun?
I do remember fun. I mean, you know, from the last episode, you wouldn't...
No.
You wouldn't think that we remember the word fun.
I don't.
Because of how dead we felt.
I feel it now.
I do
again. I
feel
the love in my heart.
I finally feel it again. Because, like, listening to our last episode and listening to this one is going to be like night and day.
Boy.
We feel like we just want to end it the entire time on the last one.
Well, some people get it, and some people don't.
Yeah.
And this movie gets it.
Now, I will say it's a travesty that this particular movie is lower rated than the movie we watched last time.
Apparently, people like their pretentious bullshit.
I don't get why.
I like my shit with minimum.
Dude, I barely remember what even fucking happened in that last movie.
You know what happened in that movie, Will? Nothing.
Seriously, I'm struggling to recall what happened in that movie.
Not a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Straight up, not a goddamn thing. This movie has all the happenings.
It has so much meat and no fat.
No.
They literally don't, like, it does not stop until the end.
It doesn't. It's a nonstop ride.
There is so much content here. It's insane.
I
love it.
They just keep throwing things at you, and it's awesome.
So movie we watched tonight is called Crash, with an exclamation point at the end of it.
Yeah, exclamation point at the end.
Not to be mistaken with the other Crash that was made.
Or the other Crash.
There's so many movies. I feel like there's a lot of movies named Crash.
There are, but there aren't any other movies with Crash that have a exclamation point at the end.
It's true. From 1976.
And this sets this one apart.
Yeah. And my God, it was fucking fun as shit.
This is great.
It was really awesome.
This is great, like...
Dude, like, I seriously, like, again, it come, like, in 1976, we've had so many of these movies that, like, they don't deserve to be on this podcast.
But they are.
I feel ashamed that we even have to review it on this podcast where we review and critique, like, shit movies because it's not a shit movie.
To some people, this is a shit movie, but... I know.
I wonder if the low rating is, like, not a lot of people have seen it, and the people who did see it, like, just didn't fucking get it.
It's possible.
Like, I wonder if that's what's happening with these movies, because, like, that's the only thing I can think of.
It's possible, but I don't know. This thing gets me.
Yeah. No, it does. Like, this is the kind of, like, movie that I didn't know I wanted.
Yeah. But it exists.
We found another diamond in the rough, man.
It exists.
We found another one. Let's get into it. Let's get into Crash from 1976. Alrighty. So, first part is the worst part, actually, because it made me think that it was going to be a bad movie, but it totally flipped the script on that. So
did it, though, Will?
The script on that.
Did it, though? You're in, like, the slow-mo shot of the car.
Dude, it seemed like such a shit movie at the beginning.
It starts with a slow-mo zoomed-in shot of this car.
Like a freeze frame, freeze frame, freeze frame, freeze frame, and then it slowly goes into, like, full motion. And then black.
And then black.
And then a song starts playing. and you wait a good, like, probably 15 seconds. Like, it seems like a long time.
It is a long time.
Until the, like, opening credits finally start scrolling.
We thought the movie was broken.
Yeah.
We straight up thought, like...
I was, like, about to go check and see if the video was okay. I was like, is there something wrong with my TV? And then it was a beep, and then, you know...
Then the credits come up.
Yes.
And we go through the credits, and we get this, like, hippie van just driving down the road.
It's a guy and a girl, and they're just, you know, traveling off-road, like, you know, cross-country.
Everything's normal.
Doesn't matter what they're talking about, but...
Well, they weren't even talking.
That's true.
She just turns on the radio and kind of just leans back.
But he says, like, we're almost there.
Yeah.
Because I think they're just, you know, going somewhere, obviously.
And this car just shows up and, like, just starts ramming them.
Yeah, like, for no reason. And then, like, it, like, crashes into them. And then they veer off this little tiny hill and go
crash into a tree and explode.
And the car explodes. I should mention, all the explosions are real in this movie.
No shit.
Well, I mean, it's 76, so all the explosions had to be real. They didn't really have that
technology. I mean, I guess they could have cheaped out and used, like, stock footage, but no.
But no, they're all real, and it's all real cars. Like, I mean, these are real cars that they're exploding, and, like...
It's all there.
The dummy work is the best in this scene.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could tell it's, like, dummies, like, bouncing around in there.
But the best part is when the car explodes... You see a dummy just fly
like ragdoll
in the air. It's art. And again, starting your movie with an explosion in the first...
Like, not even like 5 minutes?
3 minutes?
Yeah, seriously.
That's a good way to...
I was like, okay, I'm in. Let's
do this. It's a good way to win me over.
It's a good way to win both of us over.
And I was like, okay, I'll just... we'll just go with it.
So then it shows a woman... So right after, it shows a woman just shopping at like a flea market. And she's looking around and, like, you know, like, searching for
playing
a bunch
like,
of stuff.
It's playing, like, smooth jazz.
This whole soundtrack is smooth jazz, but I loved it.
Yeah, and it's playing, like, smooth jazz as she walks around this, like, kind of swap meet, I guess.
So she goes to this random, like, seller, and he has this, like, keychain of, like, a deity. Like, it's a statuette of something.
It's like, it looks like a cyclops. It has, like, one eye, and it kind of, like, we get the cyclops vision.
She's, like, drawn...
It looks at her.
She's drawn to it.
Yeah.
So she mentions that her husband would know what it is and, like, how much does he want for it.
And that he'd appreciate it.
Yes. So she's, like, how much do you want for it? He's, like, 30. And she's, like, how about 20? And he's, like, 22. Not that this matters, really. Yeah. But, like, so she buys it, and then she leaves the swap meet.
We get a zoom in of his eyes.
Yeah, as he's just blinking and looking.
He knows. I don't fucking know.
Maybe he knows. I think they're like alluding to the fact that maybe he knew.
He's a fucking troll.
Was just trying to get rid of it.
He's a troll. And so she buys it. Then we get like home movie footage.
Yeah, it's like the girl and this older guy.
Playing tennis.
And they're like having a lot of fun. They're teasing each other and like, you know, smacking the ball and stuff. And then she gets home. But
we see this guy like watching it. And then we get like a... He's in a wheelchair, and he, like, grips his wheelchair. We get, like, noises of, like, a car skidding and him saying, like, look out.
Right.
So, presumably, he's in the wheelchair because of this car accident.
Right. But we don't know anything about it. So, she comes home and sees him watching the movies and just leaves him alone.
Because he's, well, we find out why.
We find out why she leaves him alone.
Because in this next part, he comes to her, and he is immediately salty. Immediately, like... Oh, you finally decided to, like, come back home after, like, spending all day outside and blah, blah, blah. Just everything he says to her is, like, some...
Like, you need to stay in the house and never leave.
Never leave. Like, just everything he says to her is some, like, mean remark.
Yeah. So then she goes to, like, the sauna and he's still saying, like, oh, blah. So she gives him the present and says, like, I got you something. Like, you know, I just...
She gives it to him and then goes to the sauna, but he comes to the sauna and then throws it back at her saying, like, I don't want your presence.
Yeah, like, you know, like, don't
pity me anything.
Don't pity me or something like that. Like, I know what you're doing out there and stuff. He's a total dick.
Yeah.
Like, they just establish right away that he is a complete asshole.
That he's a douche canoe. And he tries to, like... He, like, just tries to, like, stop her from, like, getting out of the sauna and all this stuff. just being a total asshole. But then we cut back to,
and we get a feeling for, like, he's angry at her.
He blames her
for the crash.
For the crash and for putting him in the wheelchair and making him, like, a fucking recluse.
Yep.
But even though she's not, like, she's not hostile. Well, she even
mentions at one point that they should go out and do stuff. And he's like, yeah, like, who wants to see a cripple out in the world and stuff? He's a total dick. So now we get a scene of a guy, like, he's, like, buying something from this, like,
getting gas.
Yeah, gas.
And he's talking to a attendant, talking about he's going to go down to his farm and get these fucking kids off of his property.
Yeah, so he starts driving off, and then the car zooms by.
Zooms by. And like, he's like, oh, you asshole, like, I'll get you.
So he gets road rage and starts chasing it.
And then he drives right up to it.
Bad move.
Yeah, don't do this.
Bad move.
He gets right up to it, sees there's no driver.
Now, I want to say here, like, every time they show the car, obviously there's no driver, but, like, the way they do it is really effective, because it's like, I don't know how they did it.
I don't either.
I know it's movie magic, but I want to know, like, how they, like, made it so, I don't know if they're, like, a remote control or something like that. I have no idea.
I have no clue.
But the wheel, like, turns, and, like, you can't see. They even do, like overhead shots, and you can't see fucking
anybody
in that car.
Yeah.
Like, no even, like, shots of, like, legs or anything like that.
Nothing.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, he drives up to it. He sees there's no driver, and it, like, essentially it rams him off the road, and he goes over, like, this, he flips his car.
Like, over, like, a small hill.
And explodes.
We get another explosion.
Another one.
Now, again, you put one explosion in the first 3 minutes, you got me. You put two explosions in the first 15 minutes?
You got me.
You're making a fucking great movie.
After this, it cuts back to the woman, and she decides to go on a drive.
So he's still an asshole, because he doesn't want her to leave. He's like, you know, he's like saying, like, all this mean shit, and like saying, like, she'll never come back, and she doesn't love him anymore.
She gets into the car. Now, it's the same car that you see. Oh, by the way, every time you see that car,
yeah,
doing shenanigans, it shows a milepost.
Yeah, of how close they are, how close the car is to the place where they're staying.
We don't know that yet, but you just see, like, it's like San Clemente, 37 miles.
And then in California.
And then next time you see it, it's San Clemente, 32 miles. So it's getting closer to this place. But she gets into a car, and it's this car, mind you.
Basically, established that the car has a destination.
Yes.
Of where it's going, because they wouldn't show the signs if they didn't. But
then she gets in this car, and we see it's the same car.
Yes. Okay?
This is important. But she goes on a drive.
And she's driving, and we see this dog, like, running
just through running through the plains.
Through,
like, the hills.
Yeah.
And it keeps running, and we see the car, we see the dog, and eventually, I thought that she was going to, like, run the dog over or something.
You were so wrong.
I was very wrong. The dog jumps in the car.
And, like, bites at her face.
And starts attacking her.
Yes, and she, like, you know, she loses control of the car, and it flips and, like, rolls over this hill.
And we see, like, the car is flipped over. We see her face is all fucked up. Like, she's, like, scratched and cut.
She gets out of the car and is all, like, disoriented and, like, starts walking away from the crash. And then some, like, guy on the road, like, stops. Little known fact, that's actually the director.
Yeah, director cameo.
He did a cameo.
He stops, and then
she
ends up in the hospital.
He takes her to the hospital.
But after this, we see, like, the guy basically, like, bandaging this dog and being like, good boy, good boy. Like,
you killed her, didn't you?
You killed her. You got her.
I was like, this guy's a total asshole. What if it was, like, just an accident that she, like, acts... Like, of course it was an accident that she... Because there's no... There's no, like, she's completely innocent. Like, she's not, she's not, like, a bad person at all. Like, it's even established that it was probably, like, just a terrible accident of why she crashed the car. Because she still doesn't, like, hate the guy. He totally hates her for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he just blames her for that.
But they take her to the hospital, and she has the keychain, the Cyclops statue thing. She's, like, clutching it the whole time.
Yeah, so she won't let go of it. And they keep talking about how they're going to have to do, like, reconstructive surgery. And, like,
she's,
they know,
like
a really good plastic surgeon.
She's, like, wrapped in bandages and is completely catatonic.
Yes.
And just clutching this thing. then.
They also notice that she might have memory regression.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't... She might not remember anything, but she's not, like, conscious.
Yeah.
So...
Then we get...
So now we get the car driving again, and then a policeman sees it and, like, you know, decides to go after it.
Goes after it again, sees there's no driver. The car, it fucking, like, smacks him. He, like, runs over this hill, flips it a bunch of times, and the car just, like, drives past him.
No explosions this time, but that's okay, because they're saving it. That's okay. They're saving it.
Well, no explosions, but it's okay, because the car flipped, like, 5 times. It's fine.
If you, like... if you like movies where they destroy a bunch of cars, you'll love this movie. Yeah.
But then we get the doctor talking to the... So it's this doctor that we found earlier was, like, helping her at the hospital.
Yes.
And he talks to this cop, and they talk about how they can't find her car.
Right.
There's nothing else, but they talk about also how her wounds and things, it looks like an animal attack.
Right. Because there's, like, sharp things in her face and...
Possibly a dog or something.
A dog, yeah.
And then we get the old fuck watching the TV, and there's a news story.
About a blonde woman...
Who was found
on the side of the road.
In, like, the hills or whatever.
And he, like, instantly knows it's her.
And he's just like, oh, I guess you didn't quite kill her, huh? As he's, like, petting his dog. So he goes to the hospital.
He loads up all his stuff. He goes to the hospital.
Gets his wheelchair and, like, kind of makes himself look like a...
Like a patient?
Like a patient. And he goes around, finds her.
He goes into her room, and he tries to take, the statuette from her.
But he can't.
But she has it, like, in her clutches.
Yeah.
And so he goes over and, like, pulls off her, like, her breathing tube. And then, like, pulls out her IV so she bleeds.
She starts bleeding and
So he's going to basically make her bleed out.
And he leaves. But as he's leaving, we see the blood is, like, flowing down her arm, and it's touching the little statue thing.
Yes.
But it doesn't work, of course. We're only, like, 25 minutes in the movie. We know she's not going to die, and more insanity is going to happen.
And right the next scene, it does. So now the car is driving again.
And there's more cops.
And the cops, you know, try and cut off. And, like, so they know that there's this high-speed car going around. By now, like, they all know.
So there's three cars now. So there's
three cops gonna try and, like, cut it off.
And instead, it, like, drives up this hill and, like...
Like, blows, like, dirt all over them.
Dirt in their fucking... And they all just collide.
Like, one of them rolls off the, like, the side of the road, and then another one, like, lands on top of it. And then, like, the other one just lands on top of those three cars and just, like...
And you know what's awesome? Because they repeat the shots.
Yes.
From, like, they'll show a shot from one angle... And then they'll show up from another one, because that's how awesome it is. And I'm not being, like, jokey. When they started repeating the shots, I was just like, okay, this gets me.
It was awesome.
It understands.
So the doctor is talking about, like, the attempted murder, and they're all trying to figure out, like, who would want to, like, because he knows that, like, she couldn't have accidentally knocked out her IV or anything.
But then, and they talk about moving her to a more secure room and always having, like, someone watch her.
And basically is this where the nurse says that she'll take her to her house when she's conscious or whatever?
That's later.
Okay.
But this is when he decides to look into the statue.
Yes. So he wants to find out, so he calls a scholar.
Yeah.
Like at a professor at, like, a university, and wants to know, like, where this thing came from.
Yeah.
Like, what's behind it? Because he's, like, he's suspicious about the statuette.
And he talks to this guy. He goes to meet him.
Because he drew a picture of it.
Yeah. And he tells him, like, I don't know quite, like, what it is just from the drawing, but I can tell you that it looks like this thing. And he tells him a name. And we've seen earlier that when she's catatonic, the lady will sometimes whisper, like, this phrase.
Yep.
And it's the exact phrase that he tells him. And he tells him that it's like a deity or an idol that represents, like, vengeance.
Vengeance and anger, I think he says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, like, it usually infects the soul of someone innocent, he says.
He says that it doesn't, it has no regard for innocent lives.
Yeah. But I thought he said something about, like, innocent people are more susceptible to it or something like
that? No. Just that, it, like... it's basically explaining why the car is, you know, it's why is the car blowing the living fuck out of everybody? Well, why is everybody crashing? Because it has no fucks to give for innocence in its path for vengeance.
Then we get a shot. The next scene is like this weird, like fisheye lens, but like it's like kind of blurry.
Oh yeah.
And like it's looking around like the hospital room, and like we're like assuming because it's the eye of the statue, and it's looking around, and then like the woman like opens her eyes, and they're like just blood red.
They're blood red. Like,
and she like starts looking around, and like
she throws it. She throws the
the statuette,
and it like lands it on like the
clings to the one of the wheelchair. And it start, like, the wheelchair like starts violently moving around.
We see her start controlling it.
Yes,
because she like moves her head to the right, the wheelchair moves to the right. She moves it to the left, and moves to the left, and she just starts like fucking running the wheelchair around the room and just smashing into everything, while her eyes are just like just blood red.
It's kind of a creepy image, actually.
It's a creepy fucking image. And it doesn't look very comfortable.
No.
For the actress. Like,
no, it does not.
But it's fucking creepy. But
and it makes it even creepier that she looks so uncomfortable, too.
Yeah. As she just, like, fucking smashes this wheelchair around. But then, after this, she wakes up. Like, she's out of her catatonic state. And one of the nurses talks about, like, how... Yeah, the room was completely mess, but we didn't, like, no one came in there or anything.
Right, and, like, the doctor is even more worried now because he felt like maybe someone tried to get in again. Yeah. And so they say, basically, they're going to transfer her to the nurse's house.
She's going to stay there until, yeah, like, as she heals.
Because it's a safe place that no one really knows about, right?
She'll stay there as they try to help her regain her memory.
But before that... we get the car driving again, and then more another insanity. cop goes after it.
We get another cop car going after it, and there's like a construction, there's like a construction site thing, like road construction, and the car just blasts through it, almost hits like one of the like flagmen or whatever you call them, and then it keeps driving, and it's. Like, the cop car just swerves off.
No, this isn't the construction yet, because this is the one where, remember, the car just barely passes the truck, and then the...
Oh,
then
yeah.
The policeman, like, swerves into the truck.
No, that's after this one.
Well, this one isn't the construction one, because that's the one with the old couple.
No, that's after.
No.
Because he flies off, and then hits the old couple afterwards, like, as he's off-road.
Well, no, because that's that's not this one, though. I can't remember what one this one is, but it's like, because there's the construction, then he veers off, and then...
The part where he slams into the where one of the cops slams into the truck, and then the car, like, hits the boat, is after the old couple.
Because I don't have the construction thing until way later. It's not now at all.
Construction thing is before old couple.
No, because the old couple are, like... Because the cop... Remember, after this crash scene, one of the cops gives chase, but there's an explosion. And then one of the cops gives chase, and that's the one that follows him through the construction zone. And then that's when, like, the old couple... and
But this stuff. Isn't the one with the boat.
I don't know which one this is, but it's not the construction one. It's not the one with the boat.
Which one is it?
I don't know, because, like, there's more cops. I know there's more explosions, and then there's one more explosion. There's two explosions. I got it in my notes. And then the cop that eventually gets the old couple gives chase on this one. Yeah. But it's not the old couple one.
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
At least that's the notes I took, because this is not the construction one yet.
Then which one is it?
I don't.
Which one is it?
I don't know, but I know there's two explosions. And, like...
Oh, wait, this is where they have the roadblock.
Oh, yeah, duh.
And it fucking hits, and he hits the roadblock, and the cops just, the cars just explode.
Why did it take us so long to figure that one out?
Because this scene lasts like 5 seconds. He hits, like, the cops' cars in the roadblock, and they just, on impact, explode.
And then we get one more explosion.
But then, like, after that first explosion, there's another one.
Mm-hmm. And then one of the cops gets in his car and chases
him. And then the remaining one gives chase.
And this is the one that's going to be at the construction site. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm glad we figured that one out.
This is the one
that I was like, I swear to God, there's one more that we're missing.
Explosion.
There's an explosion. I swear to God.
The missing explosion.
Sorry, I just had to clear that up for a minute. Okay, so now the doctor is talking to the woman.
She still has no memory.
And she has no memory of what happened.
But
and like,
she feels like, for some reason, she's saying that she feels secure now.
Right.
She just feels safe. And that she doesn't mind, like, not remembering.
She, like, maybe is playing with the idea that maybe it's better if she doesn't remember.
But the doctor gets a phone call from the anthropologist and saying that I know someone who knows about these things.
Yes.
I'll give you his, like, contact information. And he goes there, and guess who?
It's the fucking asshole.
It's the old douchebag. And he's looking at it, and he's taking off this stuff and saying, like, someone encased this in ceramic and it, like, lessened the value. But he doesn't know quite yet.
Yes.
But the doctor does end up telling him. Because he asks him, like, why are you so interested in this? And he tells him that, well, there was this woman who, you know, crashed, and we found her and she was found in the cliffs, and she was clutching this thing, and he knows.
Yep.
That it's her. And then he tells him, like, can I, like, keep this for a couple of days?
I'll keep you updated on what I find on it, yeah. But I need to inspect it for a couple more days.
Mm-hmm.
While he comes up with a plot of how to kill her. So
now we get the old couple and now, the billboard. Yes,
now we get your the construction zone.
So the car smashes through a construction zone, almost hits one of the workers, and the cop is following it the whole time, and he ends up like swerving off and just smashing
through a billboard,
flying down the cliff, but he's fine. Yes. For now.
And then the car passes this old couple, and they, so like,
we get during this, like, we get shots of this old couple bickering about, like, directions.
And if they're gonna get to a place on time.
The guy is wearing, like, a fucking, he has, like, a towel wrapped on the very top of his head, and the woman is wearing a hat.
It's a young woman.
With a wig.
Wearing an old, like,
an old lady wig.
An old lady gray wig. And an old hat, like it's a young woman pretending to be an old woman,
and an actual old dude wearing a towel on his head. You know what?
Okay,
it's fine.
Fine.
But they're bickering, and he's like, "I'll find it."
So the car, the personless car, drives past them, and they veer off the road and like lose control.
They get stuck, and they're like, "We're gonna call the police. We're gonna talk to the police about this." And he's like trying to start the car.
Well, and they're like stopped directly under this like mound of dirt.
And they're like, "We're gonna call the cops. We're gonna tell them about this car." But they can't start the car.
And it shows like the cop like driving through the dirt.
So as he's like saying all this, we start hearing sirens getting closer and closer, and we're like, "Oh shit!"
I'm like, "Are they gonna do it?"
They did it. The cop drives over the mound. Smashes into the car like where the drivers are, and there's these dummies just smashes into them
down, and then it just stalls on the hill.
It's awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
It's fucking great. And so the guy gets his fucking idol from the guy.
Yeah, and like, you know, he keeps it for a while, and then he's like, so it shows that fisheye thing again, and it shows like the,
it's looking around.
It's looking around the professors, the assholes, like room.
So then we get, we see like a brief shot of the woman in her bed at the nurse's house.
Yes.
And she's like shaking. We don't know what's going on yet.
Now we should mention also before, kind of important, when the doctor left with like gave the statuette to the professor, because it had magnetic properties, he attached it to his electric wheelchair.
Yeah.
It becomes important in this scene.
Yes, he didn't know.
Yep.
That it would fuck things up.
So
but
girl,
he does.
Girl starts shaking, like sweating profusely.
And the guy, and it cuts to the guy in his bed, and his dog is next to the bed, and he just gets up and starts barking.
He starts barking, like, erratically at something.
And he, like, gets up and looks at the door, and he hears something. And a fucking wheelchair just, I'm not joking, smashes
Through the door.
Through the fucking door.
His electric wheelchair just smashes through the door.
And starts fighting the dog.
Now, I do love this scene, too, because he looks at the electric wheelchair, and, like, split seconds, he sees, like, the girl in her full demonic form.
On the wheelchair.
In the wheelchair.
But as, like, the wheelchair is fighting his fucking dog, we see it's being controlled by the woman.
Yeah.
With her fucking red eyes.
Because she's, like ramming it into the dog.
Like, getting her revenge.
Because she's sitting fully up in the bed and just ramming this electric wheelchair into
getting her revenge.
And the dog tries to run off, and it, like, hits it, and then just, like, keeps just going back and forth and just hitting it over
and
over.
And it kills it, and then, like, it just keeps running into it, and then it turns and starts going after the guy.
So he grabs his crutches and, like, kind of fights it off and, like, hits the idol off the...
He ends up knocking the idol off, and as he knocks it off, it, like, you know, it stops moving.
Yes.
So he knows... And by the way, and after this, the nurse, like, walks in and sees her and is freaked out, like, at what she saw.
And she calls the doctor, but he doesn't get there until after she's out of her, like, the demonic state.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, what is wrong? Like, I don't get, like, what's going on.
But then, after this, we get the awesome stunt. We get a cop, again, another Goomba, chasing.
We should also mention the asshole guy buries his dog and then says, like says something to the statue. I can't remember.
He looks at it and it's like, it was you, wasn't it?
Yep.
And
now we get
the awesome stunt.
Yes.
This another cop is chasing the car, and
I love how all the car scenes start with the cop chasing the car.
There's some Goomba thinks he'll finally be the one to do it.
Yes.
And so it's this Goomba's turn. He chases it. And they're going. We see, like, this truck pulling out. And it, like, the personless car drives past it, misses it.
Barely misses it.
But it doesn't stop in time. And the cop, like, swerves and, like, crashes, like, sideways, kind of, like, where half of his car is, like, under the truck.
And then, like, a station wagon hits him. And then another car hits him.
But that station wagon had, like, a hitch with a boat.
And then, like, the person behind the station wagon veers up the ramp on the, like, the hitch.
And launches the boat and himself into the fucking truck. All for real.
Dude. It's great.
All one shot. It's awesome.
Slow-mo and everything.
But and then it goes back to the woman. And she's saying that she's, like, starting to remember. She remembers being attacked by a dog.
Yes.
She's starting to slowly remember things.
So he mentions that she's going to have the reconstructive surgery soon, and that he's going to go get her keys back, basically.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to, like, because she, like, has a fondness for the keychain. She wants it back.
So he goes and gets the keychain back.
And, like, the, you know, the expert's kind of just saying the same thing, like, you know, oh, like, you know, I'd really like to meet this woman, like, if you could bring her over and stuff. And the doctor's like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
But we know what he wants. Yep. He wants to see her so he can fucking kill her.
So then we get another cop.
This time it's a motorcycle Goomba.
Yep, so the motorcycle Goomba has, like, someone pulled over and personless car drives by.
So he gets on his fucking motorcycle, chases it, and there's, like, this, like, gas station. Hmm. And all these cars just happen to converge, and they all crash into each other.
Yep, because the car just, like, swerves through them, and they all, like, try and avoid it, but they end up crashing into each other.
Into each other, and an explosion happens.
And then the cop, like, kind of loses control.
And he, like, jumps over the cars, but then, as he approaches the gas station, he, like, falls over.
And his motorcycle slides into the gas station.
As the cop, the stuntman, like, hits a fucking barrel, and then an explosion happens.
The biggest explosion in the whole movie.
And then another explosion. And another.
Because the gas station doesn't just explode once. It explodes three times. Each explosion gets bigger and bigger as it goes.
It just combines. The gas station just blows the fuck up. It's awesome. But they're about to go, the lady's about to go with the nurse to, like, get the reconstructive surgery. And
the asshole calls her up.
So, first, the nurse is like, hey, I have to go somewhere really quick. I'll be back in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And we get a fucking, is this the recap?
Not yet. Because remember, so like the...
Okay, oh yeah, so she gets a phone call.
The asshole guy calls, he's trying to call the doctor, but he really wants to get a hold of her.
And then she answers the phone and he's like, oh, are you the... He's like saying like, well, I need to talk to the doctor about the idol. And she's like, oh, that's me. That's my idol.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh.
It's like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come pick you up. And we have a lot to talk about.
There's something
about
I really want to tell you about this.
And the doctor will meet us in a while.
So he goes.
He's on his way over.
Yeah. So he drives over.
We should also mention the detective wants the keys because they found the car.
They found the car
in the desert. And they want the keys to see if it's the right car.
So they're like towing it to like a junkyard or whatever, or the impound lot, and he wants to get the keys.
Yep.
So that's why the doctor's not there, is because he's giving him the keys.
So the asshole drives to the woman's house, well, where the woman is staying.
He picks her up, and they start driving home, and he's asking her, like, do you remember anything? Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I see you had a wedding ring on, like, all this stuff, but you're not wearing it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of, like, making these little digs at her. Right. And they get there, and he kind of like shows her this house. She's like, oh, it's a really beautiful house. He's like, yeah, my wife hated it though.
Not as much as she hated me.
Yeah, just like saying all these things. And he's like, here's something I really want to show you.
Goes to the sauna.
And he's like, you know, this is all she ever wanted was a sauna.
Yep.
And she's just like, oh yeah, that's really impressive. That's really luxurious.
And then all of a sudden he's like, you really don't remember me, do you? And she's like, well.
Because even before this, he says, like, let's go to the house, Kim.
Yeah.
And she's like, why did you call me Kim?
He's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe you remind me of someone.
Yeah.
And then so he's like, you don't remember me, do you? And he's like, I had my, like, my dog is the one that attacked you and made you crash.
Yeah.
And then he, like, goes all crazy and then just shoves her in the sauna.
Turns up the temperature
closes
all the way.
Door, cranks the heat, and, like, is hoping to kill her, like, just by heating her to death.
And it cuts to the car, the cops, like, towing, they've towed the car back to, like, the impound lot or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they get there. And we already, like, knew that what was going to happen.
Right.
So the cop, like, gets in the car, puts in the key, starts it, sees the car is working, turns it off.
Well, I love the doctor, like, even, like, mentions something like, well, like, kind of feels like it's just going to jump out at you.
Yeah, he just looks at it and is just, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And the other cop starts the car, sees it's fine, turns it off, gets out.
But
it
keeps the car keys in the ignition.
And they pull up, like, the registration, and they see it's the woman, but her last name is the exact same as the fucking idol expert that he was talking to.
So the doctor knows instantly.
So he knows something's up, and he is like, he leaves, and then the car starts up.
Because, like, the idol, like, magnetizes to a metal part in the car, and then the key turns.
It turns, and the fucking, the parking brake goes off, and the car just drives the fuck off, and we already know. And then we cut back to the woman with her red eyes, and essentially, so the whole time during the movie, I was just thinking, like, my theory was that it was, like, two different timelines.
Yes.
Because we saw her crash the fucking car, but then we keep seeing, like, this car driving to the city and fucking just destroying everything in its way.
Right, but it has, like, dents, and we thought it was just from, like, it crashing into cars, but the dents are from...
It was also from that.
Yeah.
But it also had previous dents, but also, because I was just thinking, like, there's no way, like, because it's obviously her car that she crashed. How the fuck is it driving? Well,
here we go.
This is why, because this is now the timeline converging.
Now both timelines are at the same point. So she's controlling this car going to where she is.
And we get a recap of all the fucking explosions and car crashes.
I mean, which is great because, like, if I made that cool of crash scenes,
yeah,
I'd want to show them over again too.
It's fucking hilarious because we get a recap and then it keeps going. And then eventually it's present day. It's present time. And now it's in the city. And guess what? there's even more crashes.
Oh, yeah.
Because now there's, like, a random dude, a random pedestrian who just gets swerved off the road and flips over a car and jumps over, like, five cars and just smashes into one.
Yeah, but I love it. It's all in slow-mo, and you can see each of the windshields, like, exploding.
Because it's, like, hitting the top.
He hits each one of them and then just smashes into the top of one of them.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's awesome.
And then the car's driving through, like, this, like, in, like, really busy downtown area, and everyone's crashing into each other.
And then, like, these, we get all these cars crashing. It's awesome.
And then they crash, and the cop, like, veers over one of them and, like, crashes into another top of another car.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, damn.
And then we get the doctor is, you know, he's talking to the nurse, and he tells her, like, it's fine. Like, don't blame yourself for her disappearing. But he knows that she's going there. So he tells the cops, like, I want everyone to meet here.
Right. And he, like, even gets a hold of the detective and is like, hey, like, head to this location because I think something's going to happen.
And then we see the asshole. He's rehearsing his alibi to himself.
Foolproof. Like, I'm just going to say, like, he's, like, basically going over how he's going to say she was distraught.
And basically, like, how she went on a drive with the dog. And then the dog attacked her, and then all this stuff, and he found out it was her, and they had a reunion, and she went to the sauna and just, like,
basically killed herself. Committed suicide.
But as he's reciting this, we hear the car engine, like, rum, rum.
I will admit, like, they chose a really effective, like, car, because it almost sounds like it's growling.
It has that, okay, it's like a, I think it's a 70s Camaro, but it's those old 70s muscle cars, so they have that, like, engine noise, that, like, fucking, like, growling noise.
Yeah.
So when it approaches his house, you hear the fucking, like, wah, 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 and he just, like, gets his fucking shotgun.
And he, like, goes outside and sees the car's just waiting for him.
It's just chilling, and it drives at him. He shoots it, and it starts, like, swerving around him. He shoots it some more, and it, like, stalls out. And he just, like, fucking makes his way.
He leaves into, like, the desert.
Desperately trying to fucking outrun this fucking thing.
But this car, like, it suddenly, like, she, like, you see her in the sauna, and she, like, you know, springs to life again. And, like, the car, like, jolts forward and, like, starts driving.
Following him, like, stalking him.
Yes.
Through, like, the wilderness at night. And the doctor gets her. He's looking for her.
And the car is, like, stalking him through the desert. Like, it's just, like, following him slowly.
And eventually, like, he's at, like, the top of, like, a little hill. And the car just, like, rams him.
Yeah, and pushes him into, like,
so he, like, falls off his wheelchair and falls in a ditch. The doctor finds her in the sauna and, like, opens the door and sees her eyes all crazy.
And then she goes for the fucking killing blow.
We see the car, like, pull away. And then the guy's, like, in the fucking ditch just, like,
And then the car just... It, like, you hear the car rev up, and then it just goes over the hill, lands on the guy. Well, it doesn't show him landing on the guy, but it lands in the ditch, and then explodes. Just explodes.
And as it explodes, the woman, like,
snaps out of it, and the doctor's like, you know, like, well, come on, like, here, I'll help you. And, like, they go off, and they go off screen. And then the last shot of the movie
is the car on fire.
The car on fire. And then roll credits.
Roll credits, roll funk. Smooth funk jazz.
God damn. God damn. I love practical car crash scenes.
It's all for real.
I love it. It looks so cool. Like, it's the glass exploding everywhere. Like,
real explosions. Just so
fun.
The dummies. I love it all.
So you had mentioned something, and I really agree with you on this. This is like playing one of those sandbox, like, car racing games.
Yeah, it reminds me of playing, like, Grand Theft Auto growing up.
Or, like, the Burnout series.
Yeah.
Where you could just crash into everything.
And make, like, insane car crashes and stunts. Like,
yeah, like, pile-ups and stuff. It reminded me of playing a game, and it kind of made me nostalgic.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
For some reason, like, I just got really nostalgic, and I had a fucking blast with this movie.
This is a lot of fun.
Like, it is so fun to watch. Like, say what you will about, like, the act. I didn't think the acting was bad.
It's not bad.
I didn't think anything was necessarily bad in this movie. But it just, it's fun. Like, it just, it makes up for everything that I would have thought was bad about this movie by making it just a blast to watch.
It's fun.
Because there's car crashes every like,
yeah,
probably like every like 5 minutes there's a car crash.
Well,
they don't stop. They don't slow down at all.
It's just, it's that one word. Fun.
Yes.
Do you know, like, you remember fun?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, watching a B-movie and having fun?
It's weird.
Fun!
Like, I would...
You know what the best part is, though? It doesn't waste your fucking time.
No, there's no padding. It's literally just crash. Something happens with the statuette. Crash. Something happens with, like, the woman. Crash. Something happens with the doctor. Crash. Something happens with the professor. Like, it's all just, like... Just
every scene is like
every scene has content.
The movie's only like 88 minutes long.
Yes.
So it's all, you're already like winning because it's short. It doesn't waste your fucking time, and each scene goes somewhere.
Compared to the last one we watched, where
the last one was only 60 minutes,
and they padded it out,
and it felt like an hour longer than this.
It was horrendous.
This is great.
I love this movie. I would have like. If I, like, was in 1976 and went to see this at, like, a B-movie theater, I would be so happy.
Dude, like, I'd be happy as a pig in shit to see this. It's
fucking awesome.
Because...
You get car crashes, you get explosions, you get weird demonic shit.
Oh,
you get, like, cult stuff. You get... Like, it's so good.
You get a fucking bad guy who gets his fucking comeuppance.
Yes.
Satisfaction. It's satisfying. That's what this is.
Final thought, just fun. I agree with you 100%. Just it's fun. It's entertaining as hell.
I just, like, you know, sometimes, like, you're bored and you find some, like, nonsense to watch streaming or whatever. And, you know, you see something schlocky and you're like, oh, whatever, I'll just have some fun. And then you watch it and it's, like, some boring garbage where nothing fucking happens. Or if anything happens, it's all shitty CGI. And it's just boring and it wastes your fucking time. And then you watch this.
And it's fun.
And it's all for real. And it's fun.
I love when you, like, just go and watch a random B movie. And you're like, this is going to be shit. And then you watch it and you're just like, oh, that was really actually, like, entertaining.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, made me, like, actually have, like, a lot of fun watching it. I didn't even care about the runtime. I was just like, you know what?
Well, it's awesome. It's only 88 minutes.
Yeah.
It's slim. They trim the fat off of it.
There's only meat here.
It's all meat.
Oh, my God. Like, thank you. Thank you, Crash, for, like, revitalizing 76.
I think
76.
All of you should watch this movie. Now, you have to pay for it. You can rent it on Amazon.
I would go as far as to say I would own this movie.
This is fun. It's worth owning.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's on Blu-ray because it's fucking... I mean, it's HD. The one we watched is in HD.
And it actually was good. I'm glad I, like, stripped for the SD.
Hey, you fucking...
I mean, the HD.
Go on Amazon. Rent this movie. It's 88 minutes. Just fucking...
Have friends there. Enjoy. Like, just watch it. If you like car crashes, if you like explosions...
Do you want to see a douchebag get his fucking comeuppance...
This is your movie.
From his battered wife. This is it. She fucks him up.
She lands a car on top of him and explodes.
It's satisfying. It's
fucking awesome.
It's satisfying.
So now is that time. And I think this one might be a little too obvious. Shitty to pretty.
I'll let you go first.
So, I don't know if I give it a perfect 10. I was going to.
I might. I don't know.
I don't know. Like,
I really want to.
I can't think of reasons why I wouldn't.
I'm trying to think of a reason why I wouldn't.
But, like, I would say if I was going to give it a lower rating, I would say I'd probably only go as low as, like, an 8. But, like, honestly, like, fuck it. 10.
You know what?
Like, I liked this movie. It's entertaining as hell. It's really fun. Like, it just reminds me of, like, when... movies didn't have to fucking have, like, a really, like, existential plot or anything.
It's movies that just, they don't waste your fucking time.
Yeah, they just fucking, here you go, here's a bunch of car crashes and a bunch of explosions, have fun.
That's it. That's all you needed. And you know what? Because I can't think of any, like...
There's nothing I hated here.
I can't think of any reason to, like, dock this down. I'm going to give it a fucking 10.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I've been giving them out. Well, we've been giving them out a lot this year.
76 has been fucking awesome. Like, there's a lot of 10s here. Like, there's movies that don't deserve to be on this podcast. It's kind of unfair.
Just watch this and Psychic Killer, and you'd have a sick-ass double feature.
Yeah.
Both of these.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think these both have their weird-ass similarities. Like, you know what? Just don't be movie magic. Fun.
Yeah, that's
can
all
you imagine.
That's all B movies need to be. They're B movies. They don't need to be like this smart, clever thing. They just need to be fun.
Just don't waste your audience's time.
The main purpose of these movies is to entertain people, and yes. My God, they did it in this movie.
Yes, and people making these movies got it. They don't waste your fucking time with bullshit and pointless shit.
Like the fact that literally.
There's an explosion in the first 2 fucking minutes.
Yeah, and then there's another explosion, maybe not even 5 minutes after that.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, it does not stop. There is crash, 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 explosion.
Before
explosion.
You even know what the fuck is happening, the movie throws an explosion at you.
Like, I was reading the trivia. This is badass. Charles Band, the director, apparently he got in really big trouble with the Department of Motor Vehicles. Because he bought so many old cars and just destroyed them.
And it's on screen.
And it's there. Like, they're all getting destroyed.
The results are right there on screen, and it's beautiful.
It's effective. It's just, final thing. I can't help it, but it's just fun.
It's fun. I love it.
Like, I love this movie.
I'm sorry. It's just, there's no way I wouldn't. I already, I love car chases.
Right.
And it's car chases, and there's, horror elements. It can't lose.
No.
It's like Vanishing Point if you added some horror shit.
Yeah, it's like Vanishing Point if you made it a horror movie, basically.
That's it.
Like, that's all you need.
And they did it. They pulled it off, and you know what? Bless them.
I will admit, I want to say this before we conclude. The fucking poster is absolutely insane. But it is the most, real poster that represents the movie that I've ever seen.
We'll put the poster up.
We will. But, the poster actually represents exactly what happens in the fucking movie. There's no shortcuts here.
So does the title.
Yeah. Because that's all that happens.
Crash.
Crash. Crash after crash after crash after crash. So, thank you, Charles Band. Thank you, 1976. This has been a great year.
This is lit.
We only got a few more movies left.
Yeah, we do.
And then we gotta, do our typical thing.
The best, worst, and yeah.
Dude, I think I already know some of mine. I already know the worst of the worst.
Oh, that's easy.
I'm not gonna reveal it right now, but you guys can probably guess what it fucking is.
Dude,
it's if you think about it, it's fucking easy.
I don't have to think about it.
No, I
know.
I mean, listeners. If they think about it, if just think about what movie we felt the most dead reviewing.
Don't even think about thinking about this fucking movie. But we will tell you.
Yes. Oh, man. I don't know if there's... Is there any more news?
Nah. We're fuck it. We're done.
We Gucci?
We done. We're fucking done.
Okay. All
right. Go fucking... Go get off this fucking podcast.
Go watch Crash.
Crash!
Anyway... For They Mostly Come Out at Night. This has been Will.
This is Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
I'm serious. Go watch Crash.
Watch it.
Right now.
Watch
it. Go pay $2.99. No, fuck it. Pay the HD. Go pay $3.99. Watch this fucking movie. Have a bunch of friends with you and have a good time, okay?
Watch it.
Thank you.
Watch it.